It's 5 o'clock. Good evening and welcome. The June 25th special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District is now in session. Jane, can you please do a roll call?
President Hatton Hudson.
Here.
Trustee Hanisek.
Here.
Trustee McNicholas. Trustee Alpe.
Present.
Trustee Jones.
Here.
Trustee Pritchard.
Present.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
All right, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Trustee Alpe.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Trustee Alpe, seconded by Trustee Hanisek. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're going to move to closed session comments, and we have four of them. First speaker will have, each speaker will have 3 minutes. Isaac Moradani will be first, Kathy Clarenbach will be second, Paige Foreman, and then Susan Goggins. If you please come up. Hi.
Hello, my name is Isaac Moradani. I never lie. I am not capable of it. So you can trust me when I say that I have never been a principal of any school. But apparently that doesn't matter in the hiring practices, of people in high positions here at CUSD. I don't think that Ms. Vital can say the same thing about being incapable of lying. I'm not even sure that the tears she shed last night were honest tears. She remained untouched when for weeks my friend stood here before her shedding endless tears in our fight for Mr. Halt. I don't believe that Ms. Vital has served us honestly or served us well. Not only she should be rated poorly on her evaluation, I believe she should resign. Thank you.
Thank you. Kathy Clarenbach.
Hi. My name is Kathy Kassler Clarenbach, and I was brought up in Capistrano Unified School District. I've raised two children, both Capistrano Unified School District. Don't even have anyone in the district anymore, but here I am, summer and all, spending another night with you. I've been to the last 7 meetings, stayed late into the night, and I want conclusion. In the end, we agree how embarrassed we are of this situation this district has created. We are embarrassed of our school board. We're embarrassed of our new superintendent. And now, it's not a San Clemente thing. This is a school district thing. Why would anyone want to move into this area of Capistrano Unified School District? You're bringing down the value of my home. As a board member, we voted you in. You work for us. We don't work for you. This is what our superintendent, who was in charge, has done. She has taught us, all the children in this district, wrong. There's been lying, there's been backstabbing, and it's wrong. You are supposed to lead by example, teach by example, and it is not being done. You're supposed to be leaders in our community. So sad when we have to go home and explain to our kids not to act like our superintendent, not to act like our trustees, because this is so hard. It's so hard to explain what is going on to kids. You guys are in education. You should know better. Our kids have been here watching your antics and the shenanigans that's been going on, and it's bad. So sad that you guys have not set a good example. What you did to Mike Halt is disturbing. As parents, we teach our children, when you make a mistake, you need to make it right. Usually, the child has to go and march themselves right over to the victim and admit they were wrong and apologize. We're still waiting for that especially from Ms. Vitale. Whoever is the leader when all these mistakes are being made, they're held responsible. That would be you, Ms. Vitale. It is my recommendation that you, Ms. Vitale, step down as superintendent of the Capistrano Unified School District due to your lack of leadership. You're not ready to run a district this large, and it shows. You haven't even been on this job for 1 year, and this district is falling apart. I can't even imagine if you're here for 2 years. Do us a favor and resign.
Paige Foreman.
I first ask why you allowed Vitale to negotiate her contract and evaluations to be private and confidential. By not looking at her track record and agreeing to her demands, you started out this relationship with her by letting her know that you are 100% okay with giving her more control than the seven of you have. I can only surmise that someone would like to keep things private and confidential if they were shady and they knew that they would eventually have things to hide. If we look back at a letter written by Kimberly Kennedy, a teacher at Alameda High School, she said, and I quote, "As a survivor of Kristen Vitale's reign of terror as the superintendent of Alameda USD from 2009 to 2014, I have to forewarn you that this is only the beginning. Vitale and her cronies successfully drove out almost 25% of my school's teaching staff, including administrators, and intimidated our school board members into compliance." Is that what's going on here? Is she intimidating you? Is what she continues to say, "Teachers that spoke up were fired. One walked off and others were suddenly removed. It was like we were being ambushed and nobody was safe. We had over 60 grievances that Ms. Vitale considered baseless. And she disseminated many of our outstanding academic programs and services. I wish that CUSD had contacted Alameda before even interviewing her. We would have clearly told you the truth. She is going to be a very difficult siren to behead." So here we are. It's like deja vu. All of these things are happening here. And now what do we do? What needs to happen is that you trustees need to start listening, and really listening, without being defensive to the people in this community who are uncovering things and informing you of the realities of what is going on right under your noses. You need to take back control. You keep referring to the wonderful things that you have in store for this district and that we will have to go through some changes to get there. I want to know what these plans are and why they are so secret. Where the heck is the transparency? Vitale's review should not be glowing from you. I certainly hope you are not allowing her to write her own review only for you to rubber stamp it. Let me remind you that you are in charge. Her email to parents this week has gotten quite a bit of chatter from stakeholders. While she continually pats herself on the back for many visits, we were not impressed. This is her job. Of course she should make these visits. Performance and effectiveness are two different things. She can perform by going physically to these visits. However, unless she is effective with action and results from the visits, then they simply are a waste of everyone's time and the district's money. We were fortunate to have Farley, who helped restore our district from the disastrous days of Fleming. We got back to a good place with dialogue and transparency.
Thank you, Ms. Foreman.
But in less than we are in far worse shape.
There was one blue card left on the back table, so there's actually two more. It'll be Susan Goggins and then Shelley Riley.
Hi, my name is Susan Goggins, and I think most of you know me. I'm a 25-year resident of San Clemente, and my youngest daughter just graduated from San Clemente High School last week. I'd like in your evaluation tonight to please consider what's transpired over the last month, and I'd like you to think about the role that the superintendent played in the major fiasco with San Clemente High School. I have high hopes for CUSD and the future of all the students here. Please, for every and all decisions that are made, please put the students as your first priority. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm I'm Shelley Raitland. I spoke last night, so I've pretty much given you how I felt. But I wanted to say a few more things, and it's completely off the cuff. So the first is that I urge you to not think this is just San Clemente that feels this way. I know that these are just San Clemente people here, but I can tell you I have many friends in different parts of the district, and they all think this is awful. They may not feel like dropping everything and rushing here at 4:30 in the afternoon, but they share the sentiment of San Clemente. I'm a business owner in town. My agents live in different parts of the district. They come and talk to me. They've seen me on social media. Can you believe this happened? I'm in San Juan. I can't believe this. I can't believe Lori Holt's gone from San Juan. She was my favorite teacher there. So I just urge you to think this isn't just a San Clemente problem. The other thing I would ask is that I know I have fired many people in my business, and it's a really difficult decision to do because you have to go out and find somebody else. You have to wonder if that person is going to be as good as the one, is the devil that you know as bad as the one that you might not know. But I urge you not to have that feeling, because there's somebody out there that would be inspiring to our community, and you guys could be the heroes in finding someone to bring back order to the district. I promise you, we are not the only ones that feel this way. I have neighbors stop me in my street who have no kids at Capital Unified School District. My neighbor across the street is a veteran, and he said to my husband, "I am so proud of Shelley for speaking up. This district is going downhill." That is the sentiment in all of the communities, not just San Clemente. And so I really hope that you understand that. They don't care enough maybe to drop everything and rush here, but they care, and that is the perception of the district. It's going to be the perception when they vote. And you guys have the opportunity to do something really amazing and kind of save the perception of the board. And so I hope you'll consider that when you're evaluating. Don't be scared of what you don't know. Find something big and bold and wonderful for our community, and we will be grateful for you for doing that.
Thank you. Okay. The board will recess to closed session to address agenda item A.